Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
This is RTE Radio 1. Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and of course here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. Tonight, a jewel from the archive and the winner of the Pre-Italia in 1965. Thomas Studley and Deirdre O'Mara lead the Radio Éireann Players in Piano in the River, an interlude for radio by Dan Treston.
We present an interlude for radio by Dan Treston, Piano in the River.
What?
I thought you said something to me.
I said nothing.
Sorry, I thought...
What did you think I said?
Nothing, I just thought...
The river looks nice this evening, doesn't it? Much better when the tide's in. Hides everything, doesn't it?
What'd you say?
I said it hides everything.
What hides everything?
The tide.
Tide? What tide?
The tide, of course, it's in. Covers everything. The mud, the rubbish, all the things people throw into the river. Covers everything. Everything.
Yes, it covers everything, even the... Sorry, I didn't hear you.
I didn't speak.
On summer evenings like this, how easy it all seems. How clear everything appears. If only we could always walk through summer evenings. Everything is so clear to me now. So clear. As if I knew what it all meant.
What are you thinking, John?
Nothing.
You must be thinking about something. I always am.
I'm not.
But you must be. You must be. Why do you never tell me?
There's nothing to tell. I'm just thinking of nothing.
Well, what's nothing like?
Well, it's just nothing. Simply nothing, don't you understand?
Do you never think of us?
Sometimes I do.
What do you think then?
When?
When you think of us.
Why do you always ask these questions? What's the use?
I'd like to know what's in your mind. You never tell me anything. Even when we lie down quietly together, I ask you to tell me what you're thinking, you always say...
Nothing. There's never anything I can tell you. As soon as you ask me, I try to, and... Oh, it's the use of talking.
But you must think of things. I know you're not asleep. I can sense your thoughts.
Listen, I've told you over and over
again. You've never told me.
I love you. Don't you know that?
Well, I know you say it, but there's... There's more than just saying it, showing it. Oh, I don't know. You never tell me what I want to know.
What do you want to know?
Just to know. Can't you see that?
There's not much use, then, in my trying to... Ah, what's the use of it all?
You take it all for granted. Everything.
It will all die. It has always been dying. We'll both rot, both be dust. There's more needed than love. Two bodies seeking pleasure in each other, enjoying the moments of delight, and afterwards there should be more, but there's nothing ever comes except tomorrow. The street sweepers brush the night air into day, and dust falls again. I should have gone further into those thoughts I had years ago. I might have written a poem, or I might have understood something, found. What did I want to find?
Well, his talking won't get us new curtains, and we need them.
Yes, that's right.
That suit of yours is getting very shabby.
Yes, it's getting shabby.
We're getting shabby. Life is getting shabby. Her face and mine are getting shabbier and shabbier. They say each day thousands of our cells die. And when the final cells die, we'll be...
You're very silent. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Just enjoying this lovely evening.
Did you think any more about it?
About what?
Last night.
Last night?
It wasn't the first time it happened. It wasn't the first time either that I've thought about last night all day. You're tired of me, aren't you? But you won't admit it. It's true, isn't it?
We both died on each other years ago. Why doesn't someone begin a book with the words, "They lived happily ever after," and then show the gradual wearing away of that happiness? And yet I'm not unhappy.
Why are you so hard? So unaware of me?
Must I go through all this again? Have you ever thought how unaware of me you are?
I'm aware of you all the time.
No, not of me, but of yourself being aware of me. It's different. Can't you see that? Can't you see that? All right, then, let's forget it. It's a piano.
How do you know it's a piano?
Sure, it's there. There, look at it under the water. If the tide was out now, you'd see it.
Yes, now I can see it. How did it get there?
It wasn't there yesterday. I know for a fact it wasn't there, for I'd run in. You know, the sick animal's place isn't open until Monday. And we've too many bloody kittens.
It's these young fellas. They're up to everything. They throw you or me in just to make a splash.
Well, I've seen some queer things in me time, but I've never seen a piano in the living before. Did anyone ring up the papers?
The papers? Why? Should we ring up the papers?
You get half a crown or even more if you ring them up. Give them your name and address and tell them.
A piano in the river? I just say that.
How did you get there? Who throw in a good piano?
And nowadays there's no value set on anything.
But why didn't... I mean, how could they throw in a piano without nobody seeing them?
Well, there it is. It's there in the dear old Liffey.
If we wait here until the newspaper men come, we'll get our photos in the paper.
Our photos in the paper? Oh, nice thing indeed. I'm not dressed or washed or anything. Look, I'd better go and smarten myself up a bit. And call me Lizzie when they come.
I'll do no such thing. I've got to go to the chapel. Piano or no piano?
Lizzie, just for once, couldn't you miss the chapel? It's not every day there's a piano in the river.
Well, I don't know.
No, just for the fun of it. After all, it's just outside our house, isn't it?
Well, I suppose God wouldn't mind me just once.
He'd say just what I am saying. It's not every day you get a piano in the Liffey. Now, I'll be back in a jiffy.
just were took, weren't they, Lizzie?
Oh, yes, we were both taken, looking, pointing down at us.
But how did it get there?
That's the mystery. No one knows how it got there, but there it is.
Yes, I can see it. Look, John, there it is. Black and white keys are clearly showing.
Stop throwing things in on top of that piano. Oh, these kids are getting beyond themselves. They should be in bed at this hour. They're up too late, robbing and stealing.
But doesn't anyone know where it came from?
No one knows.
Except them who threw it in. But who are they?
That's the mystery. Who are they?
Yeah, who are they?
That's the question.
Who are they?
Yesterday evening, crowds of people gazed down into the River Liffey, where a piano could be clearly seen lying peacefully in the mud. Various theories have been put forward as to how it got there, and while many are colorful, none are satisfactory. Mrs. Muldoon, a resident on Usher's Quay, who is the mother of 15 children and a widow, told our reporter that in all the years she had
lived here, I never seen anything like it. I seen men, women and children, dogs, cats, old bikes, bedsteads, prams, even a sheep fished out of the river. But I never seen a piano. I believe it must have come out of that laneway up there. And I'll not say what kind of a house it came from.
Another resident of Usher's Quay, John O'Shaughnessy, who fought in the War of Independence and is the father of the well-known television personality.
Never in my life have I known such a thing. This country, for which I fought and almost died, is renowned for its love of music, and how any man who calls himself an Irishman would do such a thing to a poor, harmless, defenceless musical instrument, I don't know. But I do know this, that in the days of Ireland's struggle, we had more to do than to throw pianos into the Liffey. And if you would like me...
There aren't crowds around looking at the poor thing. Maybe I shouldn't set out to see it. But it's a fine day, and I need a bit of air. It's ridiculous, me going to see it, considering I no longer even teach the piano. But a piano in the river, it's so much a part of me. So much... I wonder which is Usher's Quay. All the years I've lived in Dublin, and I don't know one quay from another.
There it is. You can see it quite easy. The water's barely covered.
Can't see that now. Who's the ones who put it in the river?
Don't ask me.
It's a mystery.
How did the lifters over the wall?
Such a heavy piano. It's a grand piano.
Not very grand now, is it? Covered in mud and silt.
Ah, well, God knows how we'll end our day.
Is no one going to get us out?
Who could they? What use would it be if they did get it out?
Yes, there it is. A drowned piano. Who owned you? You must have belonged to someone. Someone like me who had to spoil you, to ruin your true purpose, to listen to other people's children struggling to play you and hating you and me and music. Hating music, the lesson, and me, the teacher, like some cancer in their week. Each note was another nail hammered into my soul. I hear it over and over again.
Hello?
Johnny, how often must I tell you that you must take it easier? Just don't treat the piano as a toy. Treat it as a thing you love. Love. Speaking to this innocent child of love. And yet those blue eyes of his will see. Jimmy, try it once more and remember to make it smooth. Smooth. Smooth as stroking a cat's fur. This window. How many years have I looked through it down this dreary street? I was born in the shabby street, and its shabbiness has been my inheritance. If I'd been born in a brighter and better street, perhaps my life would have been different. But the houses are nondescript. The windows are like the eyes of the blind. Nothing passes through them. They always hold reflections of the sky. Why? Why do blind people always look upwards towards the sky? Did I read that somewhere? And these old dusty curtains are like curtains stretched across my heart. No one has ever made the effort to... That's enough now, Jimmy. You can go home and practice. Practice makes perfect. Remember that always. When I was a child, I was taught, practice makes perfect. Makes perfect. Practice makes for dullness, never-ending monotony. There was a time when he sang that song to me in Irish. Imagined he loved me, but I didn't imagine it. I loved him. And when I came home that night and cried to myself, my mother thought I was crying because she had been told that she'd never walk again. I knew then I could never leave her. She told everyone.
She'll never leave me. Never leave her poor old mother to die in a poorhouse. She'll see I die decently in the bed she was born in. I wish, though, Emily, you wouldn't take on so many pupils. You're wearing yourself out.
But you've got to take them, Mother. They grow up. They begin to live. I mean, they get tired. For them... Music is something to escape from.
You never play the piano now, Emily. Play for me an old song.
quiet. As quiet as fog. Fog that comes to town on little cat's feet. Who said that? It's washing this dreary street, falling on those dead trees. But they'll never bear blossoms. The window pane is filled with tears.
Miss Jones? Miss Jones, was that better?
Yes, much, much better, Mary.
Shall I play it again, Miss Jones?
No, try something brighter. The Turkish March. Child, it's just my eyes. They're tired. Tired looking at... I mean, something's got into them.
May I play Eileen O'Roon again, please, miss?
Yes. But your time's nearly up. Don't forget, your time's nearly up. Time and tide waits for no woman.
She's crying over a drowned piano.
Ever as a child, she wouldn't be crying.
Ah, yes, they worry about cats and dogs, because they've no children like us.
Like us.
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 She knows you're talking about her.
Well, what of it?
They've little in their minds to worry about.
Little, very little.
Oh, she's going off now. She's seen the piano in the river, and that's that. I wonder, though, maybe it was her piano it was. You never know.
They were all looking at me. I heard them whispering too. It's not the piano. It's myself there in the mud. Forgotten. Unwanted. Left behind. Myself. Myself. Sleep?
No. Not quite.
I can't help wondering about that piano.
Funny how it got there, isn't it?
I wish.
What do you wish?
If I told you, it'd spoil it all.
What is it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Go to sleep. Good night.
Good night.
Only he would put his arms around me. If I ask him, he will, but I don't want to ask. I want him to do it of his own accord.
I know she wants me to put my arms around her, but I won't. She wants to be safe, and I don't want to be safe. I want to know. I just want to know. There's more to life than safety and comfort and happiness.
Oh, I'm so glad you did that without me asking you.
Yes. Yes, now sleep, dear. Husbands lie like me beside their sleeping wives, wanting to escape, not to other arms, but to... Where do we want to go? Within ourselves, perhaps. Perhaps.
And now, Jerry, easy on there. Don't empty the bottle.
Honest to God, I hardly took a mouthful. Here, I'll wipe the top of the bottle in case you're particular.
And don't be wasting time. Whiskey evaporates. Give it to me. Now, where are we?
Well, here on the quay that was mentioned in the papers. Let's go and have a look at that old piano.
Yeah, no, not so fast now. Take it easy. If anyone sees me hurrying on this damaged leg I got, I won't get the compensation. There it is. The piano in the river. Can you see it?
It's very dark.
Oh, I can make it out. I see it down there. Come here. Now, isn't that it, down there?
Yeah, that's it, all right, but that's it.
Tell me, what do you make of it, Jerry?
What do I make of it? Well, I'll tell you. Now, maybe you'll laugh when you hear me, maybe you'll cry, maybe you'll do neither of them things. In fact, you, as a musician yourself, and your sister, once a coal scuttled in the Empire Theatre, will see exactly the point I'm driving at, which is, if I may say so, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I always heard from my mother, and all her family were connected with the sea, that drowning was a musical death.
A musical death? A musical what?
Death, that's what I said, a musical death.
Well, I don't like to be argumentative, but could you explain more clearly what your mother, God rest her soul, meant by saying that drowning was a musical death? How can death, which is silence, be musical? Speech is silver, but death is golden.
She said often and often to us when we were children that her father was shipwrecked off the coast of China. And he was going down for the third time in shark-invested seas. His ears were filled with wonderful music. That's why they always say that drowning is a musical death. He even said he was sorry over and over again because he was saved and missed that wonderful music.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Well, that doesn't answer the question. Here, take another sip.
Thanks. There's enough left for a last mouthful for you.
Oh, good. Well, here goes the empty. But you haven't answered my question.
What's the question? I forgot it now if I heard it.
Well, now, here it is. Whose piano was it? Where did it come from? I've got one or two theories of my own, but I'd like to hear yours first.
Well, I suppose it's from one of the auction rooms. It was up for sale. No one bought the old thing, so plunk, splash, and into the river with it. They say pianos cost more to move than to buy. You can get one for a song, but transportation is the problem. Now, take that piano in. Well, now, I don't need to mention the name of the pub on the far quay.
I never saw a piano there.
No. But there is one.
Oh.
Isn't the whole roof resting on a piano in the empty room above the upstairs lounge? If they moved that piano, the whole shagging place would collapse. That's why you never seen it. But mark my words, one day I know that when Tommy Owens, Joe Comfort and Mick Burden are drinking there with their intellectual friends, crash, bang, and the piano will drop right through the ceiling and the roof on top of it. And that'll be the end of, well, you know where. Do you know that the devil was seen in that pub when it was under a different name?
Yeah, well, perhaps, but that doesn't answer my question. Whose piano was this? Where did it come from? Now, there's been lots of great musicians in Dublin, you know. Not far from here, wasn't there the first performance in the whole world of
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
George Frederick Handel's Messiah was first performed in Dublin. And this piano could have been his. Imagine that. Handel's own piano in Dublin's River Liffey.
Well, it makes you think, doesn't it, huh?
But I don't think it was his. Didn't he play the organ? In fact, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it was just after Handel that the piano was invented. Not invented. That's the wrong word. What's the word I'm looking for?
Discovered.
No, developed. And so that rules us out being Handel's piano. But it could have been the man who invented the nocturne,
another Dubliner like myself, John Fields. Yes, it could have been his piano. Look closer now. It just might be. Lovely, sweet music he wrote, I believe. I never heard it, only read about him. He went off to Moscow, and he died there. Imagine that, an Irishman proclaimed in Moscow and never heard of in his own city. Do you remember the evenings we used to have at Chrissy Jones's? Oh, she could make the piano talk almost. I don't suppose it's her piano. Remember those songs she used to play? Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart?
Hey, where you with last night? Out in that time, it wasn't your sister, it wasn't your ma.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awfully nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? You've been away too long.
Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today. We've got onions. Arditi.
Arditi? What do you mean?
That's whose piano it was. Arditi, born and bred in Dublin, and famous for soft and low, dawns upon me, oh, dawns upon me, oh, morning's gladsome rays, the Yoturno to Sorrento, Sorrento far away. Oh,
shut up, Larry Black. If you happen to sleep at night, others has. We've got to work. No compensation for us. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Go and sing outside your own door. We've had a whole day of noise and commotion about that bloody piano without you doing your operatic act and going 12.
I'm going to get that piano moved if we have any more of this carry on.
Rappy, yachty, fool, shanty, cafola, cooks and forties, dimasio, capana.
Don't seem able to sleep at all these nights. No big worries, nothing really to care about. But I miss living on the quays. It's not the same out here in the wilds. My daughter's husband's very nice to me. Never makes me feel in the way. But nothing ever happens out here. People all trying to get on in the world. Trying to better themselves, and she wouldn't blame them. But there's no heart in them anymore. No heart. And when I heard today about that piano being found in the Liffey, it made me kind of lonesome for the old place. Nothing ever takes place out here. Only cows and sheep has lived on this place before the houses. It was different down on the quays. Why is that tune going through my head all day? They always played that. Always. Bowle Robert Emmett, the darling of Ayrton. That was his song. The song for the woman he loved. And his blood flowed down Bridgefoot Street when they executed him. Down it flowed, down to the river. The street we lived in is gone. Gone forever. Whatever happened to Dolly Fitzgerald's piano? It was left in the house when they began to knock it down. Where's all that world gone to? Where's my world gone to? In this, all my life has led me to. Alone in a stranger's house, thinking of Ireland's past. And poor Robert Emmett was some mother's son. Funny, I never heard tell of his mother.
This very bed, I imagined I'd find happiness. I did find it. But where do you go from happiness? Where? I need more than that. My arms are tired holding her. And if I move, she'll waken and imagine that the action means so much more than it does. I suppose I'm like her in a way, wanting to give meanings to so many meaningless things. My life is like smothered music, like that piano under the water. It'll be light soon. Dawn comes just after 4. Another day. Another death. If only we could build a bridge across this river that separates us from each other.
Well, Adelaide, you're on holiday in Ireland, in Dublin, and you mustn't waste a precious moment of your time. Oh, gee, it's silly me calling myself Adelaide. That's my name sure enough, but I hate it. Hasn't got a nice sound. It's too typical of what Europeans think we're all called. But we are. Well, I'll get up and go down while it's still nice and early. And get some cute pictures of that piano in the river. An Irish piano in an Irish river. Oh, gee, I wish I were better read than I am. I'm sure this piano has some connections about a house on the Keys. Was it Usher's Key? Or Usher's Island? Oh, gee, I'd better get up and wash and look up my James Joyce. Read the book as I walk along the riverside. Oh, gee, I hope that awful night porter isn't still on duty. No, there's no one around. So, here you go. It was always a great affair, the Mrs. Morkin's annual dance. Everybody who knew them came to it, members of the family,
old friends of the family. They had left the house in Stonybatter and taken Mary Jane, their only niece, to live with them in the dark, gaunt house on Usher's Island, the upper part of which they rented from Mr. Fulham.
So it was Usher's Island. Still, according to this map, it's right next to Usher's Key, so it could be the piano from James Joyce's short story that has finally landed in the River Liffey. I remember the part where Gabrielle listens to the waltz being played. Fail. frighten me. Everything I do fails. I'm not sensitive enough. When I think of that woman I met in Paris, so sensitive she told me she was, she could even hear a fly crying when a spider had caught it. Imagine that sensitivity to be able to hear a fly crying. When I think I might get a photograph of an actual real live, or at least half alive, and drowned James Joyce piano. The dance quadrilles. And then there was the bit in the story where Gabrielle has to listen to Mary Jane playing her Academy piece.
This isn't music for me. There's no melody. I see people quietly moving out of the room. There's a picture on the wall. The balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet. And that picture made of wool of the murdered princess in the tower. Piece is ending now.
Gosh, there's still traffic around. I'd better be careful crossing these streets. This is Wood Quay. And next is Merchant's Quay, and then Usher's Quay, and the piano. The very one from James Joyce's story, The Dead. Well, who can contradict me back home in Cleveland?
One feels that one is listening to a thought-tormented music. One feels that one is listening to a thought-tormented music. One feels that one is listening to a thought-tormented music. To a thought-tormented music.
Oh, gee, this is pathetic. I wonder if the light is good enough for me to get a picture of it. Let me see this light meter. Not bad. I'll say to my friends, if I have any by the time I get back from this trip, people move so easily back home that you don't know who's sleeping next to you. I mean, in the next apartment. My boss. Perhaps he'll have taken an overdose of pills. Oh, gee, that'd solve my problem. When I think of my farewell party and how he insisted on watching a ball game on TV, well, that sure was great for me. His team lost. Now, I'll take this picture, and I'll just take one more from this angle, and then I'll forget it and let the atmosphere of the place take over.
Remember, Lord Gregory, that night in your father's hall, we put rings on our fingers, and that was worse.
And his wife listened to the song.
And mine but false tin. Now I've a babe in my arms.
Later, she asked,
Mr. Darcy, what is the name of that song you were singing?
I wonder if it is the same piano that was played on that night. And the woman and the young man she'd loved. For years she'd carried in her heart that image of her lover. What are those lovely lines?
Yes, the newspapers were right. Snow was general all over Ireland. It was falling on every part of the dark central plain, on the treeless hills, falling softly upon the Bog of Allen, and farther westward, softly falling into the dark, mutinous Shannon waves. It was falling, too, upon every part of the lonely churchyard on the hill where Michael Fury lay buried. It lay thickly drifted on the crooked crosses and headstones, on the spears of the little gate, on the barren thorns. His soul swooned slowly as he heard the snow falling faintly through the universe and faintly falling like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead.
Even if it wasn't the James Joyce piano, it's just as good, I guess. I remember that piano way back in my youth, before I married and made a mess of it. Before I even knew anything about James Joyce, or myself, or anything. I thought the greatest piece of music in the world was the Missouri Waltz. Wasn't played quite like that. It was slower, much slower, and more dreamy. No, wasn't that slow. But I guess time slows down all our memories until we hear just one long, slow. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I kind of feel that there's just one long ache inside each of us for something. Well, I hope the pictures I've got are clear, that I didn't move my camera as I always do.
We could only get that piano to the river. I could learn to play it. I could become a great musician. I could go all over the whole world. And when I sat down at it and began to play, the whole world would keep quiet. And I'd be there, playing at the notes.
It's the very spot. The very spot that took him out of the river. Was it an accident, or did he want to leave me? He had a clean collar on that night. And the policeman, or was it at the hospital, they said he must have had a good wife to have his collar and shirt so clean. I suppose it was a sin not being married to him. And if they'd found out where he was.
That could have been one of the pianos we used to sing rebel songs with. Every house on this quay at one time or another had a piano, and every piano played a decent patriotic music. I can remember the first time I heard A Nation Once Again. I could feel each note, each chord striking into my heart. And we did become a nation once again. But they've forgotten it. They don't realise what those songs meant to us. When we were young men, we didn't shake ourselves around and let the hair grow over our eyes. We had something to die for, and Something to live for.
That's yesterday. Last year, dead. Today's sound is just today's sound. It's for the living now. Not for those uncertain if they'll be born or for those who stopped living and died. It doesn't ask any questions or answer them. It's content to be itself. And that piano will never know it, nor will you. So come away from that wall and don't be looking into that water and making believe that you can bring back the dead. You can bring back nothing. 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 Nothing.
No, I don't want to see it. I think it's awful the way everyone is looking down at that poor piano. You can laugh at me, I don't mind. I'm not crossing the road to see it. Because I don't like to see things like that. I know it's not a person or an animal, but it's just the same.
Will I cross the road and look down at it? They say it's already beginning to decay. In another week or less, the kids will have climbed down at low tide and hacked it to pieces. It's not the big things that destroy us. It's the little foolishness, the indiscreet look, the forgotten letter in the pocket, the mistaken peace offering that shows our guilt. There are so many lives thrown into the river, the love letters torn up and washed away, the old pram that once was a child's world, the beds that saw birth and death. No, I'll not cross the road. I'll keep away from myself there in the river.
If only he would say outright to me, I'm
tired of you.
But he won't. Even that'd be something. And it'd be something to show that he even thought of me. How could I have ever imagined that once I'd exhausted his love, I should desire his hatred, and then his indifference? No. I'll never even have that. I'll just have to accept this emptiness, this waiting. As that piano is waiting for its existence to be forgotten.
It's not got long to wait now.
Another high tide and it'll be gone forever.
Not all together. Something will remain. Death isn't easy.
That's true. Did you ever see those flowers coming out of the stone wall?
Yes, I've seen them. It must be seeds that are washed away by the river.
Even the river itself can't die. It goes up into the clouds and returns. Everything returns. Even that single note will grow when it finds a place to rest. It might take years and years, and we'll be dead and gone. But someone will hear it. Someone will hear it blossom into a melody. And that will be its meaning, even if it is not understood.
Thank you.
That was Piano in the River, an interlude for radio by Dan Treston. The cast was the husband, Thomas Studley, the wife, Deirdre O'Mara, the music teacher, Nasani Orokoin, Larry Black, Seamus Ford, Jerry White, Brendan Caldwell, Adelaide, the American woman, Jeanette Waddell. Other parts were played by Aidan Grinnell, Maura O'Sullivan, Brian O'Higgins, Florence Lynch, George Green, Lionel Day, Musetta Joyce, Eamon Kelly, Ivan Hanley, Noel O'Brien, and Michal Campion. The pianist was Ian Henry, and the play was produced by the author, Dan Treston.
And Piano in the River, an interlude for radio by Dan Treston, was the winner of the Prix Italia in 1965. To listen back to this and other dramas in the archive, including the aforementioned James Joyce's The Dead, take a look at rte.ie/drama-on-1. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama-on-1.
Drama on One.